Rav says that Hilchos Shabbos, we do say particularly Yard B'Sosim. We have this achsadja, if you have your open porch, that means there are no walls at all. You just have a roof in the middle of the valley. So Rav says, there I do say Pitikra on all four sides. Now we want to answer, maybe Rav does not only go according to Abaya that says Pitikra by Sukkah, but maybe Rav could even go according to Rav also. Maybe Rav is not a Machlokes. Why? I tell you, Abaya Kirav, that's for sure. Abaya that says you say Pitikra by Sukkah, for sure he's going to be moited to Rav that I say Pitikra Hilchos Shabbos also. But for Rav, the Chiddush you want to say now, even according to Rav, Rav Omlak, Rav will answer you, I can hold like Rav also. That Adkan like Kama Rav Hosem Ela de Mechitzois Liach Sadru the Avidi. When do we say Pitikra Yod Vesoisim? In a case where you have in the middle of a valley a porch that only has a roof to it. It doesn't have any walls. Now if I say Pitikra, what are the walls going to help for? The walls are going to help that inside, like underneath the roof, is going to be a Rishus Yochid. So these walls, like it says, since like this roof was made for the bottom of this porch, I could say Pitikra, the walls coming down will also be matter inside this porch. Because the walls are made for inside the porch. That's where Rav says, I say Pitikra, you're allowed to carry now in between these walls. That's Rav's halacha. El hosam el de mechitzis lachsadru de avidi. Avol hocha, but over here, by a sukkah. Our sukkah we're talking about, the porch is extending out of the house. Now the roof of the porch, if you want to say Pitikra, that mechitzah is not going to help anything for the porch. You don't need the mechitzah for the porch. You need the mechitzah for the sukkah outside. So maybe to say Pitikra from an inside porch to be matur a sukkah outside, then I don't say Pitikra. Avol hocho, the lovely hocho yavido, like this porch, the extended porch that's coming out of the house, and you have roof on top of the porch. So how could I say Pitikra there? If the Pitikra would help to be matur to carry underneath the porch, underneath the roof, that would be good. But here you want to be matur the sukkah outside the porch. So the sukkah outside the porch has no shaka to this Pitikra. So maybe there, Rav will be murdered to Rava. So like we might want to say, Rav could come out according to everybody. Only by Shabbos would say Pitikra to be matur underneath the porch. But to be matur on the side outside the porch, then you don't say Pitikra. All right, stop here. Again, so far we had was two machloikis in. If you say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisum Enat. First we had a machloikis by a sukkah. We had a machloikis Abaye of a Rova. That Abaye says the sukkah is kosher. And Rova says the sukkah is tula. And Rashi learned you have to come on to Pitikra. We're talking about in a case that you have the chotzer in the middle is a chotzer. And on the sides, three sides there are houses. And in front of each house there's a porch, and each porch has like a covering on top of the porch sticking out more than 4 amos. Now since there's more than 4 amos sticking out, you can't use the walls of the house, because you can't say Deif and Akum, it's more than 4 amos. So what you could say is at the end of the roofing of the porch, you could say Pitikra. The roofing at the end comes straight down. You say Pitikra on this side, on all three sides, you say Pitikra, and the sukkah then has three walls to it, and you have Schach going straight across. You could say Pitikra. So, what? No. Allah, we hold like Rava. Rava holds by Sukkah, we hold this Tzula. As Machlokes Abaye of Rava. That Abaye says it was Kshera, and Rava says it's Tzula. By Sukkah, we paskin like Rava. Then we had another Machlokes by Hilchos Shabbos, if you say Pitikra or not. We had here a Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. And by Hilchos Shabbos, we paskin, yes, you do say Pitikra. By Hilchos Shabbos, it was, let's say, out in the fields, you have a type of a porch that just has a roof on it, and you have four poles on the four sides holding up a roof, and there's no walls at all. That's where Rashi learns. Still, we say Pitikra on all four sides. The end of the roof comes down. It's as if there are four mechitzas there. That's Rashi Shita. We pass in here like Rav Taka by Shabbos. We do say Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim. However, we don't pass in the way Rashi says. We pass in the way Tosa Shita. So we're talking about you have already two walls. You have to have two walls like an L shape. And then the other two walls, we could be samech on Pitikra. In other words, if you have two walls, and then you have a roof on top of it, a flat roof, we could look at the end of the roof, Pitikra comes straight down. So to make two walls, we hold Pitikra Yerud V'Saisim. Yeah. So Gemara said like this. The top Gemara sentence. So Mar wanted to say lechura it's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says by Shabbos that we do say pitikra, and Shmuel says no, you don't say pitikra. So Mar says true. According to Shmuel, it's a machlekes. Shmuel that says you don't say pitikra by Shabbos, so even he could only go according to a Rava. But according to Abaye that says you say pitikra by Sukkah, he cannot go according to Shmuel. The Mar says though kipligi alibu the Rav. But the Shiloh is there a machlekes according to Rav or not? Now I'll tell you like this. First, we should say that Abaye Karav, true, Abaye holds like Rav Shita to say that you do say Pitikra. That's why Abaye says by Sukkah is kosher. For Rav Ramalach, Rav says no. That even though Rav says by Sukkah I don't say Pitikra, Rav could say I hold like Rav. That Ad Kan Lo Yom Rav. When did Rav say you say Pitikra? Hosem El De Mechitzos Di Achsadru Di Avida. Only by Hilchos Shabbos. Again, by Shabbos, we have the roof on top of the porch. You have no walls, but you have a roof on top. Now, when you say pitikra coming down, the walls are going to help to let you carry underneath the roof in this porch. And that's what the walls are made for, like. So there we say pitikra. The mechitzas liachsadru di avidam. The mechitzas coming down that was going to help you carry inside the achsadru, inside the porch. So then we say pitikra. Avol hocha ma'ashenken by sukkah to lav lohochi avidam. Here by Sukkah we're talking about the porch really is extension from the house. And you have your roof over the porch. Now first outside the porch, that's where you want to make your Sukkah. Because that's the opening part of the Chatzar. So if you're going to say Pitikri Yerd V'Saisim for the roof of the porch, why does that wall going to help? It's not going to help you to use underneath the porch. It's going to help you to use outside the porch where you're making your Sukkah. So that's where Rava holds and Lalocha, we don't say Pitikri by Sukkah. Because in order to say pitikra, you only say when you want to use inside, like underneath your roof. If you have a roofing and you want the mechitza to come down to be matar to carry under the roof, then we say pitikra. But by the sukkah, it's the opposite way. You have the porch coming out of the house, and you have the roof of the porch. And you first want to put the schach outside the roof of the porch, on the open space you want to make the schach. And you only want the end of the porch to come down, the roof, to say pitikra. You want the mechitza to come down here, not to be matter to use something under the porch, under the roof of the porch, but rather to use something outside. Then we don't say pitikra. That's what Gemara says. That's lalocha. Even though we paskin like Rav by Hilchos Shabbos, we do say pitikra. That's because there you want to use underneath the roof. Mashenka and by Sukkah, you want to use outside the roof. For that, we don't say pitikra. The Gemara Tanan. We learned before. That was the mission we had before. If you have a chotzer that's surrounded by an achsadra, the same case, you have three houses around the three sides of the chotzer, and in front of the house, each house has a porch, and there's a roof over the porch. So the mission said that if the roof is 4 amos long, that you can't say pitikra, it's a posel eschach. But if it's less than dalad amos, that you could say pitikra, it's kosher. Kretimara kasha v'yamai. Why do you say if the roof of the porch comes out more than 4 amos, it's a posel eschach? Name a pitikra yerd v'saisim. True, you can't say doifen akuma. Doifen akuma you only say with 4 amos, not more, or less than 4 amos, not even exactly 4 amos. But say pitikra. Look at the roof of the porch. True, that can't be used eschach. But at the end of that roof, let's say the pair of the roof comes down, pitikra yerd v'saisim, and you have mechitza now right at the beginning of your sukkah. So according to Kasha, it's a Kasha on Abaya. How does Abaya learn Abaya that says you say Pitikra by Sukkah? How does he learn Shan the Mishnah before that says that you don't say Pitikra by Sukkah? So Gemara says, Tirgum Rava, even Rava wants to come to answer Abaya. Tirgum Rava, Libud Abaya. Rava will give you an answer. According to Abaya, Hatayu Keshehish Ves Tiruyev. We're talking about now, you made the Kirav, you made the Schach exact equal to the roof of the porch. So then you can't say Pitikra. Pitikra is only a pshat is you have a roof on top, and we see the end of the roof. You see the end of the beam of the roof. So the end of the beam, we say pitikra, could come straight down. But here we're talking about, this is the porch over the house. The house ended over here, and then outside the house, you have a porch with a roof on top of the house. Now, we want to say pitikra come down here to give you a mechitza over here, that outside that, you can start your schach. That's good if the schach would go on top of the roof of the porch. If the schach would go on top, then we see the end of the porch, the end of the roof of the porch, we could say come down. But let's say we made the schach equal to the roof of the porch. It went like this. Your mamash made this chach like looking like an extension of the roof of the porch. That's called shava. It's shava b'shava. So there's no pair. You don't see the roof of the porch anymore. So then you can't say pitikra. You can't say pitikra if you have something right adjacent to that roof. It's only if the roof comes to an end. You see the roof, then you say pitikra. But here, if the schach itself is directly equal with the roof, so there's no mokum to say pitikra. That's the way Abaye is going to shan the Mishnah before. So therefore, we can't say pitikra. You can only say dofen akuma. See if the porch, the roof of the porch, comes out less than daladamis. So he says the mechitza of the sukkah is the house. I am outcoming the house. You have a roof of a porch, but daladamis we say dofen akuma. It's part of the wall of the house, and the wall ends here, and you start yischach. But if the porch comes out more than daladamis, then it's possible. I say the roof of the porch itself should come down pitikra. That we're talking about a kimta, where it's hishva, you can't see the pair, you can't see the opening of the roof. The schach is exactly the same level as the roof itself. So the schach covers up the roof, you can't see it. Right. Besura master lohosh maitito b'hai lishna. The way we learned it till now, that's the way they learned in surah. But from Padisa, they learned like this, the machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Masni, they learned like this. Sicha chagabi achsadra, shein lo psimim. If you made your schach on top of an achsadra, the Rashi learns means it's an open front yard that has three houses on three sides of it, and there's a porch coming out of each house, and you have the roof of the porch extending more than daladamis. So you can't say doifin akuma. The only thing is, let's say pitikra. So from this to learn, everybody holds you don't say pitikra by sukkah. If you don't have beams coming down at the end of the porch, even Abaye holds his possible, because you don't say pitikra by sukkah. What about yesh lo psimim? Let's say now at the end of the porch, at the end of the roof of the porch, there are like poles holding up that roof. And the poles we had before were within three tvachim one from another. So really, if you say lovid, you have a very good mechitza. So from this to learn, this goof is a machlokes. That Abaye wa makshera. Abaye said in such a case it's kosher. If at the end of the roof of the porch you have beams going straight up to hold it up, and these beams are close together one another within three tvachim, so you could say lovid, so you have a whole mechitza, that's the mechitza for the sukkah. Then the sukkah is kosher. Rava says even in such a case still it's psula. That's a tremendous chiddush. Still it's possible. Why? Abaye wa makshera. Abaye says it's kosher. Amrina lovid. We say the svar of lovid. Since one pole is next to the next pole within three tvachim, we consider it attached. So you have a whole mechitza there right next to the beginning of the sukkah. So you have your three walls around the sukkah. Rava Rama Rava says, which Rav Chiddush, according to Pumperisa, psula. No, you should know the sukkah is still possible. You don't have a good mechitza. Because lo yamrin and lovid, we don't say lovid. And the svar is, I call it tarakulu, we say lovid. It's halacha l'mashe m'sinai. Anytime you have two beams within three tefachim, one next to another, we consider it attached, but teres lovid. But the svar is just like we said before. When do we say lovid? If the mechitza is made to be matter something inside the mechitza. Now here the porch. The porch is made to use the porch itself. See if you would want these beams to be matter to carry under the roof of the porch, in the porch. True, the mechitza would help. But here we want the lovid to help, not for the porch itself. You're making the schach outside the porch. On top of the open space in the front yard, you're making the sukkah. So the question is, you have no walls to the sukkah. So you want these beams that are holding up the porch to give a shame lover, to make it a mechitza, to be matter outside the porch. That rabbi says, no, we don't say lover. We only say lover to attach something to help for the inside of the mechitza. But to help to outside the mechitza, you don't say lover. The ilchasa, but the nice out of paskin, kalishna kama. Halach is where we learned yesterday, the way Surya is Masni. In other words, the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava is about Pitikra. That Abaye says, yes, I say Pitikra even for Sukkah, even though it's Negeti Matar outside the porch. Still I say Pitikra to Matar outside. And then that Rava says no, and we pass on Halach like Rava. That you don't say Pitikra in the case of a porch, where you want the wall, the roof of the porch to come down, not to be Matar you, to carry underneath the roof in the porch, but you want to make it a mechitza to be matter outside the porch for a sukkah, that we don't say. But Einach Nami, the din lovid though, that everybody holds we say lovid. If you would have psimim, if you would have poles or beams holding up the roof, one next to another within three tvachim, then everybody holds the halacha, we would say lovud, and it would be a kosher schach. Well, the ma'is of the machloikis is in pitikra, and by this case of a pitikra, we pass like rovim, that we don't say pitikra by sukkah. Mashenken by Hilchah Shabbos, where there the pitikra is you want to carry underneath the roof. You have like an open porch, you just have a roof, and there's no walls at all. The way Rashi learns, or the way Tosfos learns, you have two walls like an L shape, but you don't have the other two walls. There we pass, can you do say pitikrum? Because she wants the roof to come, the end of the roof to come down, to be matter that you could carry under the roof. So you want the mechitza to help with the inside, then we do say pitikrum. It's only by sukkah where you have this porch extending the roof, and you want the roof to come down, to be matter outside the porch, that we don't say. Was that Rav Ashi Ashkechei l'Rav Kana? Rav Ashi met Rav Kana. The Kol Mesakech Agabi Achsadro Shein Lo Psimim. His Rav Ashi found Rav Kana mamish making a sukkah, and the sukkah was in his front yard. I the question: where were the walls? There were three houses, and there were three porches extending from each house, and there was a roof on top of each porch. And he put the schach after the porch, and Shein Lo Psimim, even though there were no poles coming down in front of the porch, like there was no way to say lovud there. Still, he was matir. So the chur, you have to say, he held, you say pitikra like Abaya. So what's the kasha? We don't pass like Abaya. So Omalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Kana, loisova mar hodi yama rova. Don't you hold, we pass like rova? So machlekes Abaya v'rova, we always pass like rova. That rova said, yesh lop simim kshera. If there are poles holding up the porch, so you have poles one next to another within three tfach, and we say lovud, you have a kasha from mechitza. Of the Ein Lof Simen, if at the end of the porch, even though you have a roof sticking out, you do not say Pitikra. If you don't have beams coming up from the, holding up the porch, the roof, so you can't say Lovid, Tzula. So B'zayat HaKash and Rav Kana, how could Rav Kana be Seinich on the roof of the porch to come down to say Pitikra? And therefore you put the Schach straight across, cross like from one roof to another roof, in the middle of the Chotzer, to say that the walls are the Pitikra. I we Paskin like Rav, you don't say Pitikra by Sukkah. Because the walls are meant for the inside, not for the outside. So he answered back, Rav Kana said, don't worry, I'm not Semech on Pitikra. Now Achvele, he showed him that he's being Semech on a new heter. On really after that sign now, Rav Kana's case was, he had two walls for the sukkah. He had like an L-shaped sukkah, he had. The question was, where was the third wall? The third wall, you have to have at least a tefach. So the question is now, where was the tefach? So he said, I have a tefach like the Morris picture here. Let's just speak it out. That the picture here is, first you have your sukkah, and you have the two walls of the sukkah, and then on the bottom you have an achsadra, the porch. Now on the bottom right side, the walls of the achsadra is extending outside. So it comes out, if you're inside the sukkah, looking downwards, you don't see any third wall in the sukkah. But if you stand outside the wall of the sukkah, when you're looking, or stand outside on the right side, when you look down, you do see another wall sticking out there. That's called niru mibachutz. If you're looking outside, you can notice a little mechitza sticking outwards. So that nageya tehilchas mavui is matir. And let's say, instead of taking the word sukkah out, let's say this was a mavui. And the mavui, we know if you have three mechitzas you do to the mavui, on the fourth wall, the rabbanim will make it by a mavui, it's enough just to put a kaira there. That's a beam going straight across. Or else a lechi. A lechi means another beam going straight up. Now the beam going straight up, there's two ways to put it. Either you put it inside, you can see it inside, or else like this picture, you'll have the lechi sticking on the right side outside. So people on the outside of the mavi, they could see there's a hecker there. Even though if you'd be standing inside the mavi, you wouldn't see the hecker, because you only notice this right turn on outside the mavi. Still, that's called a good lechi. So we're saying now, since it helps for mavi, hilchas lechi, who are then help for sukkah for the third wall? Let's see the Gemara. Sa'achvile, he showed him that on his sukkah, for the third wall, it's sticking outwards. Nira mivafnim, v'shavim mivachutz. That's the opposite case. That inside, you could see it. In other words, if this bottom right wall would not be making a right turn, but if you're making a left turn. So inside, you could see it. Outside, you can't see it. Inami, nira mivachutz. That's this picture here, where you can see it outside. V'shavim mivafnim. But looking inside the sukkah, you don't see the third wall at all. Still, that helps. The Yitma, we learned by Hilchas Movi. Niru mibachutz, if you have your lechi, that's sticking outwards, making a right turn outside the Movi. Vishavim mibifnim, if you're inside the Movi, you don't notice the lechi at all. It's still nidim mishum lechi. It helps you. You're allowed to carry in the mavi. We consider it for mechitza. That lechi, that one beam sticking straight up, is called a good mechitza. So he said, for lechi hainipsimin. So by my case here also, hafil chasukah, I have two good walls, Rashi says. The question was, where was the third wall? So the third wall, it made like a right turn here in this picture, was part of the achsadram, so that could be called like a mechitza for the sukkah itself. So that's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos asks the kasha tema, heichu moyo besukkah, kivud leminkah mivifneim shlishis, shel tefach. Like, how could it help with the sukkah? I feel the pressure to means chaos, even if you want to say by lechi, the rabbonin will make up by a mavi. That's because mavi is mid rabbonin. There you have good three walls. So with the rabbonin, you're allowed to carry in the mavi. Just you need a fourth wall. So the rabbonin will make up instead of you have a lechi, any type of a lechi you have, it's kosher. Even if the lechi is standing outwards, still it's a kosher lechi. But here by sukkah, it's a din d'oraisa. With the d'oraisa, you have to have three walls for the sukkah. So what kind of business? Where's the third wall for the sukkah? Like in this picture here, the sukkah itself only has two walls inside it. This third wall on the bottom right side that's sticking out, that doesn't look like part of the sukkah. That looks outside. So who says, Nira Mevachut, since it helps by a movi, midrabonin, it should help with the d'oraisa by a sukkah? Right? The Elamai, you want to tell me, Dimishra Migu. If you want to say Migu, we have before, Migu, that something helps for Shabbos. It should help for sukkah also. So first of all, we learned that Migu only helps on Shabbos, we had before. That something that's matter on Shabbos, Migu, it helps for Shabbos, it helps for the whole week also. So the Chura, then Rav Karna Sukkah should only be good on Shabbos, but not for the rest of the week. Tais learned that when you need a derisa to mechitza, you don't say Migu. But Tais buys a little bakash here. How does this Migu help? The Rosh wants to answer the Rosh some sheet that learned that the Migu helps for all 7 days. If the sukkah will be kosher for one day on Shabbos, the rift sheet there is, we say a migu, it helps for all the days of sukkahs. So maybe that will be shot here. Well, according to him, will come out good. But the kids has a little bit of a kasha here. Well, his teretz was, even though he only has two walls to the sukkah, but since he has the third lechi sticking outwards, that's considered like the psimim, considered like the third mechitza. Another teretz I think the Rosh wants to say is that really Rav Kana goes to shittasa we had before, and he holds the third wall is not enough for tefach. You also have to have a tzuras ha-pesach we had before. So if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, there's sheet there is. A tzuras ha-pesach means you put up a pole, and then another pole the other end, and then a string straight across. So you have a good tzuras ha-pesach. So midiraisa, tzuras ha-pesach helps for the third wall altogether. So really midiraisa, you have a kosher sukkah here without this simim altogether. Without this nirumi bachutz. It's only midirabonin, you have to have a tefach of a mechitza. So for the Rabbonin, we can be making on this migu to say that since Filcha Shabbos, this right turn of a mechitza is considered like a mechitza for the inside, who are then Filcha Shabbos also, this right turn outside, we can look as if it's a right turn inward to give it a shame, third wall for mechitza. Because really, midiraisa was saying on the Tzuras HaPesach, you make it for the third wall. It's only with the Rabbonin, you have to have the extra tefach, so for tefach, it could be saying like this. Right. Tana, we learned like this. Pesul hayotze min asukkah. If you have a psul, something's extending out of the sukkah. Still, nidin kasukkah. It has a loch like a sukkah, and you're allowed to eat under that tzach. We'll soon see what it means. For the more, my pesul hayotze min asukkah. What does it mean, this pesul, something is taking out of the sukkah, that still it's a chiddish, it has the shame, sukkah. Omar Ula, Sula said, it means, kanim hayotzim liachure sukkah. You have your schach, you put your bamboo sticks on top of your sukkah, and in the back of your sukkah, some of the bamboo sticks are sticking out. You have some bamboo sticks sticking out in back of your sukkah. And what do we say now? That if you want to eat now in back of your sukkah, under that schach, it's a kosher sukkah there. For the Gemara, that can't be. For being in Shalosh Tefanis, you need three walls for a sukkah. And the chura in back of your sukkah, all you have is just one wall. You just have your back wall, that's all. It's outside in the back, there's no other walls there. So my answer is no. I tell you, Badika, we're talking about a case where you do have three walls. A portion of the case it could be, the maisa you have, two walls you have, could be, and usually you put a third wall like this. So this third wall is extendable, like you put it in the middle. Instead of putting it all the way at the end, like a real ches, you put the top middle wall like in the middle, looks like an H. So if you have the middle wall in the middle like an H, so now when you put your schach on one side, if you have the schach sticking over in the back, there's also three walls in the back. Because you have a sukkah looking like an H form. So So true, not exactly an H. Mestam is more on one side than the other side. Rakol put him in back of the sukkah. There's also three walls sticking out in back of the sukkah. So man, if you have the schach, even though Miki, you put the schach for the front of the sukkah, but the meister, when it's sticking out in the back and you have three walls there, so it's a kosher sukkah. You could even sit in the back also. For the Gemara, Vabina and Hechsha sukkah, so how many walls? It only sticks out a tefach or two. You need at least seven tefachim by seven tefachim. And the Gemara Badika, yes, we're talking about enough schach sticking out, seven tefachim worth of schach. Because that's for sure, you can't connect the two sukkahs together. And since there's a wall dividing the two sukkahs, in the back, Avad is called the sukkah by itself. So that sukkah by itself has to have a shear of seven tefachim and seven tefachim. And here it doesn't have, the half a minute was, there's only a little bit schach sticking out. But there it says, no, a lot of schach is sticking out in the back, a shear of seven tefachim and seven tefachim. For the Gemara, Vabina and Silsa Merubim Echamosai, his Avimina is how much schach is sticking out in the back, even if it goes out seven tefachim, but it doesn't make enough shade. There's still more sun, the Gemara thought. And the Gemara, no, but the Ika, talking about the Kimto, where a lot of schach sticks out in the back. So in the back also is mamish more tzel than there is cham, than sun. For the Gemara, if that's the case, like Maila Meimra, why do you tell him to treat them? If a guy makes a sukkah like an H, mamish like an H, then he puts the schach straight across both sides of it, so night lamaisi made two sukkahs, like what's the Kiddush? On both sides, you have two sukkahs here. On this side is a sukkah that has three walls, and it's more than 7x7 with kosher schach. And the other side of the H, also you have your sukkah with three walls. So my kamashlam shita, what's your Kiddush? So Mar says, yes. Ma'azotay, my word of thought. Hoyelu legavei, avido, lamaisi, when you first made your sukkah, it's not exactly an H like we said. Avadim, it's much bigger. On one side, it's 10 by 10. And in the back, it's only 2 by 2. 3 by 3, 3 feet by 3 feet, let's say. So the Iker of the walls, the two side walls, were made for the 10 by 10 for one side. That's the Iker reason it was made for. So it was made for the inside. That's what it was made for. You did not make it for the outside. You didn't make it for that purpose. Is a maloy, I would think, it doesn't help. That's the Kiddush here. That even though the Ikka, when you made this H form, in other words, the middle wall, really, you meant to just make the front part of the sukkah. No, you didn't put the middle wall all the way at the end of the two walls. You brought it in a little bit. But not for the B'tchili, you didn't have in mind to use the outside of the back of the sukkah. You thought the main, you could use the inside of the sukkah. So I would have thought the walls were made for the inside. So now when you lay this chach on top on the outside, maybe it should be posel. Kamashla, no. We don't care what purpose you made the walls. The Maisi have three walls right now on both sides in H form, therefore it's kosher. So Tais, that's the way Rashi learns. Tais asks on Rashi that the Churit does the only the Chiddush here. We had a Mishnah before. That was the Mishnah by the house, and you have your porch sticking out in front of your house that we had before, but it's less than dollar amis. You say Doifin Akuma, and it's a kosher sukkah. The walls of the house for sure was not made for the sukkah. We're talking about now you have three houses on three sides of a front yard, a chotzer in the front of three houses. So we're using the walls of the house for the walls of the sukkah. Now everybody knows you didn't make the wall of the house for the sukkah. And still the Mishnah before said it's kosher. If it's less than dal damas away from the schach, it's kosher. So we saw already this chiddush that you're allowed to make the walls. The walls could be kosher even though you didn't make them for the sukkah. So Tariq learns the chiddush is we're talking about the schach itself. Like even when you threw the schach on top of your two sukkahs there, your main purpose was, this bamboo stick was, to cover the front part of the sukkah. You didn't have in mind right now the sukkah, the schach, the bamboo stick should extend over the back of your sukkah, that small H in the back of the sukkah. You didn't have in mind. The main thing you put the schach was for the front of your big sukkah. So that's the chiddush. Even though you didn't have in mind that this bamboo sticks should be covering the back of your sukkah, but since l'maisa the schach is there, and it's kosher with schach, the mind says kosher, that's the Kiddush here. Rabbi Yosef Ami Tevayu, they both say like this. You know what the Kiddush is here? Of Tesla Yotzim Nasukkah. Hocho Bekanim HaYotzim Lefnim Nasukkah. Different case. So what about the big bamboo sticks stick out in front of Yisukkah? Omoshko V'yozlo Choda Doifim Adayu. Now, in front of your sukkah, the Chura Poshid in Malag Gemara sukkah is only three walls, let's say. The fourth wall, like, was open. So now, in front of the sukkah, if the schach would be sticking out in front of your sukkah, there's nothing. It's possible. Like, there are no walls there altogether. So we're talking about right now that one side wall extends also. Like, this is not the picture, but it could be the picture like this. It's the wrong picture. It wasn't meant for this picture. But the bottom picture, take away this small left side here, the small mechitza. Really, the sukkah was straight, the small box on top. That was the sukkah. And you had tzchach there. Now, this right wall, for some reason, was extended very long. And now the bamboo sticks you put on top of your sukkah, sticking out of the sukkah. So, Maisa, when the bamboo sticks outwards, I would have thought it's puzzle. Because I would have thought, really, the sukkah is only on the top part is the sukkah. Like these first 10 by 10. The right wall extends down 20 feet. I didn't think you made it to make a sukkah there. So I would think, where is the sukkah? The top 10 by 10. Now the schach is sticking out. I would think what's sticking out is like a place by itself. So what's sticking out now only has one wall on the right side. That's all. I would have thought it's possible. Kamashla, no. We look as if now it's one big sukkah. So Maisa, for the schach that's sticking outwards, it also has three walls. It has the whole right wall, it has the top middle wall, and then the left wall, by mechsukah, all you need is a third wall to be a tefach. So it's not worse than a tefach. You don't need the third wall to go all the way long as the sukkah is. Like if the sukkah is 10 feet long, it's enough to have one wall 10 feet long, then you have the width, and then the other wall just sticks out a tefach. That's the chiddush here. That you have the schach now coming out in front of your sukkah. And the right side of your sukkah wall is also extended as long as the schach comes out. Mal the same, I would have thought. Hai les bay, hechshe sukkah, even though the right wall extends. But I would look as if the real sukkah is where the left wall ends. And the right wall sticking out is like a new sukkah. So for this new sukkah now, you only have one wall. Kamash mula, no, I don't say that. I don't look as if what's extending outwards is a new sukkah. But I say it's all part of my original sukkah. So now for this part sticking out, you have two good walls. And the third wall is not worse than a tefach. Here it's some bigger than a tefach. Therefore, it's a kosher sukkah. Rabba bar bachon omar Rabbi Yechinen. Lo nitzuch, I'll tell you another chiddush, what this raisa means, that pes la yoytzi is kosher. Ela le sukkah, sheruba, tilusa, meruba mechamsa. Most of the sukkah taka, you have rove tzel, then cham. Most of the sukkah, the schach is kosher schach. Aber meyuta, like in one place, one part of the schach, there's chamos, meruba mitzusa. There's more cham, more sun comes down there, than shade comes down there. Is now the time I would have thought, tifso b'hachpurta, that this small portion that has more sun should pass through the whole sukkah. Kamashmula, no, that doesn't pass through the whole sukkah. That part, the Rashi says, the nitzuch elu the sukkah sheruba tlos ruba mechamosa umeyute chamosa ruba mitzusa. Now the time of tifso b'hachpurta, I would have thought that this little part of it could pass through the whole sukkah. Kamashva, no. We have to look at the rest of the sukkah. Since the rest of the sukkah has roiv, kosher schach, so the chur of the havim minir is that you're now even allowed to sit under that portion of the schach that doesn't have rove or shade. As long as the rove of your sukkah has rove tzel than cham, so it's called you have kosher schach, even though on the one part of the schach there's more sun coming down, the chur mitzvah, you're even allowed to eat under that pot also. If that part also becomes kosher, because that part is called part of this sukkah, it's one big sukkah. So you have to look at the whole sukkah together. The whole sukkah together, there's more shade in this sukkah than there is cham. Therefore, the whole sukkah is kosher, even under that part that has more sun coming down. Oh my yoytze, what does it mean yoytze? I don't hear nothing sticking out now. So what do you mean something sticking out of the sukkah? It means yoytze mehechshe sukkah. Is even though part of the schach went out of the hechsher sukkah, part of the schach does not have rov tzel, but since the rest of it, most of the schach does, therefore the sukkah is kosher. We have Oishiyo Omar. He said like this. The Chiddush of the Brayta like this. Lo nitzucho el leschach posul pochus mishloisha. The sukkah katana. If you have a sukkah katana exactly 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and in the middle of the schach you have 2 tefachim worth of metal beams. That's what you have. Is still the sukkah is kosher. That's a tremendous chiddush. Even though in a small sukkah you have to have 7 tzvachim of kosher eschach and 2 tzvachim here as possible, but since it's less than 3 tzvachim, I say lovud makes it like it's mamish attached to the kosher eschach, and I look as if there's 7 tzvachim worth of kosher eschach. For the Gemara again, oh my yoytzi, so nothing is sticking out though. What do you mean something is sticking out? And the Gemara again, yoytzi meter sukkah. I mean the chiddush is even though really you did not have 7 tzvachim worth of kosher eschach. why I would not think you have a Torah Sukkah here. Kamash Malon. Since the postle beams, the postle metal beams are less than 3 tvachim, I say loved, I consider it attached to the regular kosher sukkah, I look as if you only have kosher tzachiyam, and the mice you have 7 tvachim worth, therefore it's a kosher sukkah. That's a tremendous Kiddush. Maskev lo raboishiyah, for the raboishiyah kashem, lo yei el avir, let it only be like you have space there. The avir pochus mishloisha tvachim, besukkah katana, mi postle, is it, does Aver pasul in the Sukkah Ketana? And others like, they ask, like, what's your Chiddush? Like, Hura Pshita, this should be the Din. Like, what are you telling me? What's the Chiddush here? Let's say you have a Sukkah Ketana, exactly 7 Tvachim. And in the middle, you have an air pocket there going straight across the Sukkah, 2 Tvachim. So you know the Lacher is, it's a Kosher Sukkah. Because we say, love it. So what's your Chiddush here now that it has Pasul Schach there, Pshita? What's different than Aver than Pasul Schach? And all over, we know Aver is a more Chomadika Pasulus than Pasul Schach. Because Avir space passes 3 tvachim. Mashenkein beams, metal beams, only passes 4 tvachim. So if I know by ear that 2 tvachim doesn't pass, so pshita I know by metal beams 2 tvachim don't pass. Omalei Rababo, zem mitznar zechidishir, zem mitztarif yishonim tachtav. When you have only 2 tvachim of poslas chach of metal beams, then your mama shall let us sleep underneath it. That's talochim. Anytime you have posel schach in your sukkah, if it's less than 2 tefachim wide, less than 3 tefachim wide, you're allowed to even sleep underneath it. V'zeh mashenka, when you have a space there of 2 tefachim, we say mitzdar. True. Since it's less than 3 tefachim, you say love it, it doesn't passel, it's sitting like 1 sukkah with 7 tefachim. But still, the din is, v'yein yishonim tachtav. When you have space on top of your sukkah, no matter how small that space is, if it's open space, you're not allowed to sleep or eat underneath that space. Underneath that space, you can't eat. But if the space is more choshev, you see it's not part of the sukkah. Mashenkin, if it's postle beans, you can't tell so much. Rashi says, Omalei Rav Abba, Lohochi Yahani Nidor Kisukkah. You know what my chiddush is? That these postle schach, these metal beans, is called like a sukkah. The Yashmina Tana, what is he teaching me? Loimash Yishonim Tachtav, that you're even allowed to sleep underneath these two beams now. These two tvachim of metal beams, you're allowed to sleep under. Because if it would have been space less than 3 tefachim, mitzdarif lahashlim shiyah sukkah. That's true. You have a kosher sukkah now. So space, since it's less than 3 tefachim, I say loved. It's considered you have a kosher sukkah. But you know, space is called something kosher. If you see air there, you can't say you have kosher schach there. So nice, you're not allowed to sleep underneath this air pocket. For the Gemara, or Miyuk and Midik, you have such a thing like this. Since the roof from Starf, a mother mice said, this air's pocket now, since it's less than 3 tvachim, it's been Starf. Even though it's a small sukkah, the sukkah is kosher. Ababuatzmo ain't a kosher, but underneath the air itself, you can't sleep and eat. What kind of mud nalokh is that? Either it's kosher schach, or it's not kosher schach. Amrav Yitzchak ben Elishov, ben Eliashov, that in, yes, that's not a kosher. I'll bring you a raya, another case we have like this. In, there are other cases like that, by a mikvah. The locker is, tit hanirah.